Let's say, I'm not talking about whether he's nice, you see, or good or bad. Just how do you refer to a person who has white skin?
Well, in general, when you see a person like that, well, who you reckon he is, or something like that, you know, and you don't.
Well, what I mean is,
you don't know nothing about.
For instance, you called a person whose skin is black nigger. Now, what do you call a person whose skin is white? You don't have to think up any fancy terms. Just how do you?
Well, you mostly say who that white fella is.
All right.
You know,
that's fine. Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races, other than your own, might use to refer to white people?
Well, I don't believe I get that question just exactly right.
Well, do you know of any insulting words, words that you might resent or you dislike, that a nigger would use to refer to a white person, right, a person of our race, who lived around here?
When you take, we got some good old niggers around here, and they refer to you. He's always been a nice man to me.
Yeah. Well, what I mean is, these are insulting words, words that a nigger might not use to you personally, but he might use in his own home to refer to you, say, if he didn't like you or something. You know of any words like that?
No, I don't.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it up. You might say that the man got awfully, what about it?
Got awful mad about it.
Okay.
Or upset.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day, and by nighttime you say, man, I'm really, what?
Tired.
All right. Use any other terms to?
I give out.
Okay. Or any others that you?
No.
Okay. You might say that the nurse at the high school sent the girl home early because the girl, what, at school? Or after the little boy smoked three cigars, one right after the other, he, what?
He was sick, I imagine.
All right. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick, what?
And vomiting?
Well, no. If a person is sick down here, you might say that he's sick
in his stomach.
All right, that's fine. See, sometimes the questions seem strange, and it takes a little while, but you're doing fine. Don't worry about it. What do you call a noisy, pranky celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, you just call them, they're acting foolish about things, you know, when they do things like that, they embarrass them.
For instance, they might use a bell
and
make the groom ride a rail or something.
Yeah. And
do you have any special term for that kind of celebration or party?
No, but they just run it in the ground, we call it, you know,
okay.
Trying to do things that
you call it
silly.
All right. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you'd better behave or what will get you?
I'd get the bell to you.
No, I mean, it's not a bell, or it's not a threat of a punishment by you, but you tell a little child who's been nasty, you'd better behave or the will get you.
Oh, like the sad man will get you, something like that.